Shelty.
I'm from the South. I grew up not believing dogs are supposed to be inside the house. We have a Shelty. All right. This is called House Dogs. I wrote this for my wife. And it has an epigraph from Alexander Pope's Rape of the Lock. Not louder shrieks to pitying heaven are cast when husbands or when lap dogs breathe their last. Ollie McDougal, when I sat down at the counter to have coffee, said he didn't want to talk about it. I seen he's down in the mouth. Said, where? He said, it ain't nothing to speak of. I let it go. Watched while he stirred his coffee without no sugar or milk in it with his spoon studying. Said finally, well, if it's any of your business, it's a goddamn feist my brother-in-law by marriage taken and give to my wife. She named Sweetie. And now that son of a bitch lives in the house. It's about ruined my whole life marriage. Done shot to hell and dog shit all over the yard. Now what am I supposed to do? B.L. Wayburn running coffee and cash register listening in said, it ain't nothing about all this I don't know. So if you curious, you just ask me. I done been married 3 times, had 9 dogs, 2 of them in the house by 2 women. I'll tell you now, free of charge, 2 things you can set your watch to and live a life by if you want. First, is a married woman can only love a thing if she can pity it and run over it. Which is why they let them things sit in their lap smelling them watching TV in the house whenever they scratch on the door to get in. And the second is what your daddy should have told you in the high school, that a woman's love is like morning dew. Sparkles like a diamond in the goat's ass, and it might run on a red land on a red garden rose or a turd. It don't know the difference. You better make yourself a custom. She ever has to choose between you and that shit eater, you just as well get on down the gravel way kicking road apples. One of them might be duet. Remember, it can't necessarily help it. Her and it just likes to shine. So all you can do is scrape off your shoes, come on in, sit down, and try to outlive it and not get another. That dog is as permanent, as official as Judge Parker in his courthouse. Now, you want to stay married, you make you a compromise. Do it her way, and that's all there is to it. And then my wife's favorite poem out of the new book. It's the halfway point in the book.